Open Windows, April the 23rd. Triumph through weakness. Although he was weak when he was nailed to the cross, he now lives by the power of God. We are weak, just as Christ was. But you will see that we live by the power of God, just as Christ does. 2 Corinthians 13, verse 4. One of the most damaging things in the realm of God's work, a thing which eventually leads to shame and confusion and much sorrow, is natural soul force projected by strong-willed, determined, aggressive Christians who have not come to a spiritual sense where they are able to discriminate between stubborn indomitableness, personal determination and resolution, and which is altogether another thing, spiritual grace and endurance, perseverance, and divine in-strengthening. The Lord has often to break the former to make place for the latter. Do not talk about Paul's wonderful will to go through. Let Paul talk to you about the Lord's wonderful grace to continue. Whenever a man or woman really recognizing the truth that Calvary means the end of I, commits him or herself to the Lord to work it out, the flame of the sword will come round to the point where that flesh would seek to enter into the realm where the first Adam no longer has any standing. The features of a personal strength of will are hardness, coldness, death, resentment of interference, suspicion of rivals, intolerance of obstructors, detachment, independence, secretiveness, heat, and so on. While spiritual strength is always marked by love, warmth, life, fellowship, openness, confidence and trust in the Lord. At the end, in the book of Revelation, the dragon, the whole power of Satan, is overthrown by the Lamb. The Lamb is the synonym for weakness and yieldedness. If the weakness of God can do this mighty destruction, what can his strength not do? Paul says of Christ that he was crucified through weakness. And, he adds, we also are weak with him. Yes, but he also says, by the cross he triumphed through weakness.